I heard an old story.
Thank you for tuning in to the television ministry of Clay's Mill Baptist Church. Join us as we share our passion for soul winning, spiritual growth, and revival in our state and nation. And now, Pastor Jeff Fugit.
Well, good evening and welcome to the program tonight. It is a joy to be with you. I always get excited to get on the program and to welcome you and thank you for watching. I say the same thing every week, but I'm so glad to be with you. And I've met so many folks in the last couple of weeks out and about in stores and visiting, and folks that have come and talked to me that said, we watched your program. I've received so many letters. In fact, this week I've spent quite a bit of time in correspondence, and I appreciate the letters and the comments, and of course, hundreds of messages there on Facebook, and I appreciate that so much. I appreciate folks putting the town where they watch the program from. I appreciate those of you that share the television program on Saturday night on your Facebook page. It's a real blessing to us, and I appreciate it so much. There's so many people that are unable to attend church. They're unable to get out of the house because of age or sickness, physical condition. So many folks that I meet with and I talk to, and I appreciate you watching the program, and I'm glad that it's a blessing, and I appreciate your kind comments in a store. I was checking out of a store the other day. I did not know the folks in front of me, but they turned around and spoke to me and said, "We watch your program every Saturday night, and we appreciate it." That's just such an encouragement to me. We've had folks move to our town and join our church because of our television program on Saturday night and our church services being online. And what a blessing it is. And it's so exciting to see our church. This summer, we have had an amazing attendance. Of course, last year, it was such a lonely time. I missed our folks being in church. And this year, every Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, tremendous crowds. If you've not yet come to visit us here at the Clay's Mill Baptist Church, why don't you come and see us tomorrow? I'll be teaching Sunday school right here in the morning at 9:30. The church service will start at 10:30 in the morning, and then tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. We'd love to have you. Let me tell you some of the places where I'll be preaching in the next little bit. Monday night is the National Sword of the Lord Conference. It is in Murfreesboro, Tennessee this year. And it is each night, Monday through Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, and then 10:30 each morning Central Time. And there are great preachers lined up in every slot Monday through Thursday. And you can watch the National Sword of the Lord Conference on the Sword of the Lord Facebook page, but you can only watch it live. Those services are not archived. You can watch it live, and I would invite you to watch those. I'll be there in the conference on Tuesday and be speaking to the folks in the pastor sessions in the School of the Prophets with Dr. Shelton Smith. And then I'll be closing the conference on Thursday night. I look forward to it. I'm so excited, and I'm thankful for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity to close out this year's National Sword of the Lord Conference. The following week, I'll be in two meetings. I'll, of course, be in church on Sunday morning and Sunday night. Monday and Tuesday night, I'll be in an old-fashioned tent revival over in Richmond at the Faith Baptist Church. It's at their new property. I'll be preaching with my good friend, Pastor Dwayne Walker, from right here in Lexington. And the services begin at 6:30 Monday night, 6:30 Tuesday night. If you live in the region, come to the old tent there in Richmond, and we'd love to have you. I'll be here on Wednesday night next week and the week after, and then on Thursday and Friday, I'll be in Enid, E-N-I-D, Enid, Oklahoma. This is a great church. It's a growing and exciting church. Pastor Stevix is the pastor there. I'll be preaching along with my good friend, Brother Chris Dallas, who is an evangelist from our church. What a good fellow. What a blessing he is. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be a great conference. If you live in that region of the country, 2 hours north of Oklahoma City, 2 hours west of Tulsa, Oklahoma, 2 hours south of Wichita, Kansas. The following week, I'll be in Erie, Pennsylvania. Actually, that's August 9th and 10th. And I'll be in that regional Sword of the Lord conference with Pastor George Alquist. I'll be preaching along with Dr. Shelton Smith of the Sword of the Lord, and that's going to be a great meeting. And then on Friday, August the 13th, I will be at the Cornerstone Baptist Church in Crossville, Tennessee. There'll be a pastor's fellowship. It's going to be a great meeting, and I look forward to being there with many of our friends that listen to our radio broadcast in that part of the country as I receive a lot of response from our daily radio broadcast. Also want to mention our Vacation Bible School. Vacation Bible School is July 26 to 29. All children ages 3 to 12 are invited to attend. If you have children or grandchildren, bring them over to Vacation Bible School. Starts promptly at 10 a.m. and it goes to noon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's July 26 to 29. Now, Vacation Bible School this year will be at our old property, 3000 Clays Mill Road. I'm pointing that way because that's the direction of the church from where I'm standing. I'm here at 1220 Brandon Road in the auditorium, and the auditorium over there at 3000 Clays Mill Road is where we will be for Vacation Bible School. It's going to be a great time. Brother Dunn does a tremendous job organizing and putting together our Vacation Bible School, and our children have a great time. Let me say a word of testimony about Circle C Baptist Ranch. We had our final big week of camp this week, and we had our largest attendance. What a blessing it was. I wish I could show you video and pictures of what went on at camp this week. Hundreds of young people from across the country, North Carolina, Kentucky, Tennessee, Western Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, and this whole region. Over 300 people at the camp every day, Monday to Friday. It's been an amazing summer. I want to say thank you to those who have helped to finance and take care of children going to camp, and we were able to help a lot of children to go to camp, and I appreciate you helping us with that. We're excited about the building and the construction going on here at our church. We're pouring footers, and every day you go out there, and even though they poured hundreds of yards of concrete and they put all kinds of steel in the ground, you can't see it unless you walk over there and look in the ditch, and you don't see anything coming out of the ground. But a lot of work is going on. Our folks are being faithful to give, and I appreciate it so much. Our children, our teens, our adults, our folks that are watching online. I got a text message from out in Nevada this week, and they said, we're sending $300 for your children and to help them in raising money for the building program. It's exciting to see what the Lord is doing. We'd love to have you come and be a part of the church services here at the Clays Mill Baptist Church. It's at 1220 Brannan Road. I'm going to get to the singing. There are two great songs tonight. My boys are going to sing with their sister. A great song, one I haven't heard in a long time, but you'll enjoy it. And then my wife is singing with the boys, and you'll enjoy both of these specials. Let me get to the first one. Make sure you let us know where you're watching the program from. If you're watching on Facebook, those of you that are watching on WLJC, we welcome you and thank you so much for watching. Here's the first song.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care.
Come unto me.
I will give you rest.
Take my yoke upon you.
By temptation, often conquered been. as a sense of weakness brought distress within. Christ will sanctify you if you claim his best. In the Holy Spirit he will give you rest.
Come unto me.
I will give you rest.
Take my yoke upon you.
I'm preaching tonight from a great psalm. It's Psalm number 91 and a message entitled God's Secret Place. Let me read the first verse of Psalm 91. You'll know why the title of the message. The Bible says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." I want to thank God tonight that there is a secret place, a place that I can dwell in fellowship with my God, that is a wonderful place of safety, security, and blessing. I want to read a few more verses from Psalm number 91. It's a beautiful psalm. And then I want to preach the message, God's Secret Place. Verse number 2, the Bible says, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." Let me comment now. The word fortress means to protect from attack. You understand, we live in a world that more and more is obvious in their hatred toward God, godly things, his word, and his people. We see it more every day. We see it more open every day. We see attacks on Christians, on Christianity. No longer is it in third world countries. No longer is it in communist countries. It has now come to America and hatred. There is an open and obvious hatred on social media. There are daily attacks on the preachers of the Word of God. Ah, but dear friend, if the attacks come and we're behind the fortress, we're protected. And I'm glad there is a secret place. God is our fortress. God is our refuge. Verse number 3, "Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler." That means that they're trying to trick or trap the child of God. "And from the noisome pestilence," the constant chatter, the constant anti-America, anti-God. By the way, the same crowd that is anti-God is anti-America. The same crowd that's anti-God or anti-America is anti-God. Now notice what the Bible says. "He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler." You can't read that verse without thinking of the picture in your mind of that mother hen when the storms would come, or even a brush fire. When those would come, as she would begin to let out that emergency cluck and let those chickens know trouble is coming, and boy, they would begin to gather up under that mother hen, and she would cover them with her wings and feathers, and she would surround them, she would cover them until the storm passed by. We're talking about God's secret place. You'll have to excuse me, I get a little excited when I read about God's blessings and God's protection and God's secret place. He said in verse number 5, "Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. God's secret place. First of all, may I say, the thing that introduces us or causes us to look for a hiding place or here, God's secret place, are the difficulties and the oppositions that we face in our world today. May I say, it is a responsibility of the church. It's a responsibility of the preacher to preach the gospel, not only from the pulpit, but we're to take the gospel wherever we go, in gospel tracts, in personal witness, and door to door, and place to place, and street to street, and person to person. And as we advance the cause of Christ, we find the devil attacks that. He hates that. He does not want to lose those that he controls, those that he desires to praise him. He doesn't want to lose that, so he attacks the child of God. Oftentimes in those attacks, in those difficulties that we face, and I want to tell you something, the devil is a frightening power in person. He is real, and the demons of hell are real, and they attack the child of God that tries to live right and do right. What do we do in those difficult times? We go to God's secret place. Thank God there is a secret place. I read the story. I have some notes here about it. During the tragic days of World War II, a three-year-old boy was awakened by a terrific noise that was caused by the sirens of an air raid. His father quickly rushed into his bedroom of the startled little three-year-old boy. In the darkness, the child could not see his father, but he could feel his presence and he could hear his voice. And the little boy said, "It's all right, Daddy. You're here and I'm not afraid." Isn't that a wonderful thing? The child had faith. He had security. He was confident because his daddy was there. Can I tell you, in this whole wicked world that we live in, that's lost its mind in wickedness and evil, and God has turned so many over to a reprobate mind in our day, aren't you glad that there is a secret place? And when we're in the presence of the Father, there is a peace and there is a calm. As the little boy said, "It's all right, Daddy, I'm not afraid." Now I want to give you three statements or three things that happen in the secret place. Now you understand the secret place is a place that we go to as we flee from difficulty. We come to the presence of God. We come to the protection of God. We come to the refuge of our God. We come to the fortress of our God. That is caused by challenge and difficulty and opposition. That's like being in the storm cellar as the storm passes over. Those are sobering times. Those are important times. I want to give you three things that happen during the times in God's secret place. First of all, it is a place where we claim the presence of God. You know, you don't think about that storm cellar until the storm comes. And when the storm comes, it reminds you, I'm glad that storm cellar is there. When you get in the storm cellar, all of a sudden, and they're never decorated. They're just old dark storm cellars with a light or maybe a candle or a kerosene lamp or something, because you don't live there. You just go there to stay while that storm passes by. Sometimes the most time you would be there would be an hour. But boy, when you're there, you're reminded of the safety that you have. When we run to God's secret place, we're reminded of the presence of the Almighty God. Now, God's presence gives assurance. I want to read this verse here in Romans chapter 8. The presence of God gives us an assurance. And I want to remind you tonight that God is always with His children. He never leaves us. He'll never forsake us. And when we run to God, oh God, I need you to be my refuge in the time of fear, in the time of danger, that time reminds us of the presence of God. Listen to these verses. Romans 8, verse number 15. The Bible says this, "For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." The presence of God gives us assurance. The presence of God takes away our fear. The presence of God inspires our hope. I love what the psalmist said. I preached from this passage a few weeks ago, Psalm 119, where he said in verse number 49, he said, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope." He said, "Lord, tell me again, remind me again why I have hope in you." When you go through that passage of scripture, he reminds us of things that increases our hope in him. One of the things, and I'll point out just one of them, he said, "I remembered thy statutes. I remembered thy judgments of old, Lord, and have comforted myself." You see, the secret place with God is a place of assurance. And in a place of assurance, in the place of God's presence, we have assurance. It takes away our fear and it gives us hope. I'm glad my hope is in the Lord. You know, sometimes if the storms didn't come, boy, we would get filled with pride in ourselves. And all of a sudden, storms come, and it reminds us of the greatness of our God. So first of all, the secret place is a place where we claim the presence of God. This is important. The secret place is where we discern the purpose of God. The secret place is where we discern the purpose of God. Sometimes we get so busy in life, we forget our purpose, or we become selfish in our purpose. May I say, you and I were made to please God. We were made to praise God. Nobody can praise God like you can praise God. He wants your praise. He wants my praise. And sometimes we get so busy in life, if the storms didn't come and drive us to the storm cellar, or as he calls it in this passage of scripture, the secret place, if the storms didn't come and take us to the secret place, we would not be sober in our thinking and be reminded of our purpose. I was visiting with a church member the other day, and they said, "You know, preacher, I'm getting up in years, and I don't want to waste my time. I want to make sure I fulfill my purpose in life." Let me ask you the question tonight. How long has it been since you've thought about your purpose in life? And how long has it been since you recommitted yourself to God's purpose in your life? We're supposed to praise God, not just with our lips, but with our lives. We're supposed to serve God. We're supposed to serve Him. We're supposed to love God. We're supposed to serve Him with our lives. Serve Him at church. Excuse me. Serve Him in the field. Go to where folks are without Christ. Friends, relatives, neighbors, co-workers, and tell them, "You need to know Christ as your Savior." That's our purpose. We're to be salt and light in this dark world. And so, the secret place, we're reminded of the presence of God. The secret place, we're reminded of the purpose that we have in serving God. And then, may I say, it is a place where we enjoy the protection of God. You know, that time in the storm cellar, that time in the secret place, sometimes you can hear the storms going over. You can hear the loud crashing of thunder. Sometimes you can see the bright light flash of the lightning. But you're reminded of the strength of the secret place. We're reminded of the strength of God. in the day that we live in a day when it's difficult to discern who's telling us the truth when we listen to any kind of news or read any kind of article, in a time when we don't know who to trust, in a time when we've been so disappointed by men, we're reminded of the protection of our wonderful God. I love the passage of Scripture in Romans chapter 8 where he talks about God's love for us. And I want to read two verses to you, the last two verses of Romans chapter 8. The Bible says this, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You know, it's the secret place that reminds me of the protection of my Almighty God. I'm never hurt in His protection. You know, you look at the life of the great Christians in the Bible. You see Joseph, and we look at it as, oh, wow, it's terrible. He ended up in prison. God had him in His protection. He may have used a prison for the protection, but you look and see in the end what happens. Joseph comes out the winner. We see Paul and Silas, they're thrown in prison for their preaching. You say, oh, it's terrible that they're thrown in prison. Sometimes they're protected in prison from those that hated them and wanted to kill them. They always came out on the victory side. So I say tonight, thank God for the secret place. Thank God for the secret place. And here's what the Scripture says. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you for watching the program tonight. I trust it's been a blessing to you.
Oh, my glory awaits me in heaven's bright city. When I get there, such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of rare beauty will demand that I view them. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunions on streets of gold. Angels, choir singing glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all.
The sparkling river is flowing, happy faces are glowing, land of splendor where night never falls. The golden glass gives reflection to the city. Perfection, still Jesus, still outshines them all.
Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory.